Hey, that's excellent, Wade. And, you know, I have to say, I work with a lot of professional and high-end athletes myself, and most of them are going to say to themselves after hearing that statement, wow, I'm having a hard time believing that's true. I mean, honestly, for most people in the athletic world, it's like the story of Rocky. You know, the little guy comes from nowhere and beats Goliath, and that's kind of what you did. Because tell our listeners, Wade, what's the typical preparation time for an event like, you know, like the Canadian National Championships? What does the average bodybuilder spend in very disciplined, very direct training every day for how many months?
Yeah, well, I'll go back to my own experience, and it varies within the athletes, but it's safe to say most of the competitors will have been dieting rigidly for somewhere between 12 and 20 weeks. Most of them have involved probably a 1 year's preparation cycle for that. And this is on top of, 10, 15, 20 years experience. And going back to my case, I want to be clear. First off, 3.5 years before I had hit the upper echelon. So it wasn't like I was trying to break new ground. What I was trying to do is get back to, or maybe improve upon, a level that I had reached 3.5 years prior. So, but in order to do that, had there been no water, let's say I had done this without the water, we're looking at probably at least 12 months to 18 months preparation and probably a good 6 months of stringent dieting without the water to get into the kind of physical condition to win a championship. And with the water, I was able to do that in 3 weeks. And when I say that, I shake my head and I'm hoping the listener stays on this recording for just long enough and takes the time to try the water for themselves to see their own benefit. Because frankly, if it hadn't happened to me in the way that it did, for whatever reason it did, I wouldn't have believed it. I really wouldn't have believed it.
Well, I have